FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says government is determined to restore municipalities' ability to deliver consistent services and uphold citizens' rights. Speaking in Rustenburg, he said running water shortages were unacceptable. He's also condemned poor governance, financial mismanagement and corruption. He says municipalities need to efficiently use funds for indigent support to drive inclusive growth, reduce poverty and implement high-impact projects.
Municipality is put under administration, we need to know what the elected representatives are doing to earn their salary so that they are doing their work. And we need to ask ourselves whether the salaries that they are paid are value for money.
The country's provinces spent nearly 25% of the overall budget allocation between April and June. The more than 198 billion rand they went through in the first quarter of the financial year is 3.3 billion rand more compared to the corresponding period in the last financial year. National Treasury has released its provincial budgets and expenditure report for the first quarter. Treasury says a quarter of the budget allocated to education was spent. It's around 4% higher than last year. 68 billion rand was spent by provinces on health. Giorgio Armani has asked for a major fashion group to take a stake in his luxury company. He cited LVMH or L'Oreal among the potential buyers. The Italian fashion legend passed away earlier this month at the age of 91. His will has been made public today. In excerpts published by the Italian press, he said that the foundation which inherits the company should sell a 15% stake to a major fashion house. The sale should take place after a year, and the new shareholder would then have the possibility of taking a majority stake in the group within 3 to 5 years of the opening of the will. The top story this hour, President Cyril Ramaphosa says government is determined to restore municipalities' ability to deliver consistent services and uphold citizens' rights. He was speaking in Rustenburg, where he said that running water shortages should be unacceptable. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.